Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the first regular season home game of the Caesars Superdome, you can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from several celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. We do this every year. One year, I'm going to have to go to one of these things. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter once per day for your chance to win. From Saints Radio, WWL, it ends on September 5th at 5 p.m. So don't wait. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of the Vieux-Carré Property Owners, Residents, and Associations about some French Quarter construction projects causing some headaches. We'll be back, WWL. Beautiful morning in a Crescent City, Old New Orleans in the French Quarter, and it's going to be a nice day, lower humidity, still hot, though. I enjoyed it yesterday afternoon being outside. I don't know if you got outside or not right now. It's in the 70s, and we're talking to Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of the Vieux-Carré Property Owners, Residents, and Associates, or as it's known, Associates, as it's known, VCPORA. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Is it Vieux-Carré or Vieux-Carré?
You can say it both ways, but I say Vieux-Carré.
Vieux-Carré, okay. Let's talk about what's going on with some construction projects there. We're in the quarter on Friday at the Presbyterian. And I got to tell you, it was nice to drive around the quarter. I hadn't been around there in a long time, and it was nice, but this construction is causing some problems.
You're absolutely right. We do have a more than a little construction project happening. We have a major water transmission line replacement happening by Sewage and Water Board with some accompanying work by Delta Utilities.
How disruptive is it, and where is it taking place?
Well, right now it is on St. Peter Street from Charters to Royal. So if you think, if you're looking at the cathedral right there on the left side where the Cabildo is, it's taking that entire street, the intersection from from Charters all the way to Royal Street right there at the 700 block, which is a major intersection. It is completely shut down, walled off. Cannot access it whatsoever. Their crews are going to be there for about 6 more months, but there's also going to be construction. Yes. This is a project that's actually a year-long project that we first started engaging with Sewage and Water Board about a year ago, understanding what the project entailed, the scope of the work, how long it was going to take. And they finally broke ground after some delays in August. But all in all, this project is going to be a solid year, and it's not just this block. It's going to be 3 blocks of Decatur Street as well.
So is there any way around this or not, or is it just it's an old city and things need to be replaced, and unfortunately that causes inconvenience?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the latter. It is an old city. These water mains are 130 years old, so one could say maybe this is a long time coming. Maybe that should have been replaced, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago. But here we are, and this is something that, you know, if we want, consistent water service, less boiled water advisories, all of these things, if we want this system to work, it's got to be repaired. So there really isn't ever a good time to do it. But I think we're happy it's happening, but it's going to hurt for the interim while it's working.
So if it had been done 50 years ago, and I'm not trying to make fun here, but people would have been complaining 50 years ago, right?
No, absolutely. Sure. It's going to inconvenience somebody at some point in time.
So when it comes to that smoke you've seen, by the way, from the high-rises and apartment complex on Chef Highway that's burning, and they're trying to get that under control, I just want to pass that along to people driving along. Is there anything that they could do to make this better? Are they working at night, or are they working what?
To my knowledge, they're working normal work hours. You know, I'm not exactly trying to get onto the work sites in the evening, but, you know, they have a lot of, heavy machinery, equipment, and everything is fenced off, pretty aggressively fenced off. It's the fencing is actually bolted into the ground. It's about 8 feet tall, and it's surrounded with this kind of opaque green plastic. So they call it for dust prevention. So they're trying to contain the site, obviously protect the equipment, protect the site. The problem is that it's creating these long corridors, narrow corridors of when you're trying to pass this construction. So if you're going down St. Peter, you've only got about 3 feet of a narrow corridor. And so, of course, there's problems that for accessibility for the businesses to get passersby to come through their doors, security issues. I mean, it's hard to say, like, how could you do it better? Because we need to have the fencing so that the machinery is not going into the sidewalk or the dust isn't going up into the businesses or the residents. But at the same point, at the same time, it's hard to say how we could do it better. Of course, if we had, you know, three crews working 8 hours a day and nobody taking a break, then maybe it would happen faster. But now you're entering the realm of above my pay grade, because I don't understand what happens when you open the streets.
I think what happens then, Aaron, is that it's like when you do anything in your home where a contractor says, I can do whatever you want if you got the money, right? And I guess that would maybe cost more to do it around
well,
the clock?
Exactly, because, you know, this is being paid for with Sewage and Water Board money, which I'm assuming is using a good amount of federal funding. So I don't know how much was actually allocated for the project. I wish there had been more allocated for, community engagement and business interruption. I think it would have been really good if the city could have partnered with Sewage and Water Board to help some of these businesses during this time. Right now, we are encouraging businesses to print signs, to put on the intersections where people would see the signs and go visit the businesses. But, you know, I wish that, always if there is more money, more can be done. I wish that there had been more set aside to minimize the disruption for businesses and residents.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of Vucaray Property Owners, Residents, and Associates about some repairs in the French Quarter. If you got any questions or comments, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open at 504-260-1870. Please don't ever talk, text and drive. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 7:25 on this Wednesday morning. Nothing will get everybody's attention, especially on a clear day like this, and smoke rising on the horizon. Dave Cohen, our news director, joins us now. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, NOFD confirms a 3-alarm fire at an apartment complex on Chef Highway, not far from I-10. So folks coming from Slidell toward the high rise to head into New Orleans can see this massive plume of smoke rising in the sky. And firefighters are on the scene. They have a growing presence of personnel there. The smoke has gone from black to gray and almost white. So that's a good sign. It shows it's more steam than smoke. So they're making progress.
New Pope.
No, it means they're making progress getting the fire out, and we are awaiting details on if there are any injuries or what the cause was. But again, a 3-alarm apartment fire on Chef Highway, not far from the I-10, has traffic slowed inbound on the I-10 and in both directions on Chef near I-10 as a result of all of the smoke in the area and the fire personnel on the scene. We're awaiting further details.
I was presuming it was a vacant apartment complex, but we don't know that.
No, we have no idea if it's occupied or vacant at this time.
This is between the high rise and, say, east?
Yeah, it appears from, we can see it very clearly on our cameras along the interstate, particularly the one at Louisa, and it is east of the high rise. So it's on Chef between I-10 and the lake, and we're awaiting further details from NOFD. They've been on the scene now for probably about half an hour.
All right, thank you, Dave. Back to Aaron Holmes, Executive Director of Ucray Property Owners, Residents, and Associates. Aaron, when it comes to property owners, residents, associates, what are they telling you about this work?
Well, we've been regularly working with Sewage and Water Board, working with our council office, working with the 8th District of NOPD, and basically all the other entities in the French Quarter to just understand, you know, we need weekly updates. We're trying to figure out, you know, at what point is the work going to move to the next block? Because like I said, this work is going to affect three blocks of Decatur Street, and I believe that they're already setting up the fencing for that. If you think about it, you know, if you have a year-long project on Decatur Street, that means it's going to hit all of the happenings, whether it's Mardi Gras, whether it's Jazz Fest, it's French Quarter Fest, everything's going to be impacted. So I had hoped that they had taken some lessons learned from the St. Peter fencing and would apply some of those to the Decatur Street. And they already are making some modifications, just like including lighting for additional security. And I've been talking to NOPD about making sure that they are traveling towards the fenced off areas to have a little bit more of a safety presence there. So I think we're just trying to act as a conduit for information for the neighborhood.
Yeah, real quick, as you mentioned safety, before we run to the news, I want to ask you about the security recommendations, because but for this crazy guy or religious fanatic, however you want to, terrorist, however you want to describe him on New Year's Day, we're not having any of this discussion. And really, the French Quarter is as vulnerable for the most part as it was then, right? So, I don't know, it seems like I'm having a hard time rationalizing or justifying the big security concerns with, meanwhile, you just let it sit like it is. Am I missing something here or not?
I mean, I don't think you're missing anything. It's like, how do you achieve the end goal, which is this very necessary infrastructure project, and ensure public safety all throughout? I mentioned the long corridors where you're walled off. That's kind of an issue of personal safety. You find yourself in a dark alley and you can't get out. But as in the case when you saw over in Jackson Square right there at the corner of Charters, they're fencing around that whole corner. And so if you have a large crowd in Jackson Square that needs to exit quickly, you're blocking off one of those paths of egress. And so, I mean, the safety issue is going to remain, but we are working closely with NOPD to try to, you know, help mitigate, make sure that there are clear lines of sight and things like that, and really just help the communication with the businesses and the affected residents. So we're trying to just spread the word, let people know who to talk to if they need some special accommodations for their businesses. But right now, I don't think that there's a perfect solution. We just have to get it done.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break and back. Talk about childhood.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But education right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. 744, 16 till 8. If any of you listen regularly, you know what a proponent I am for education in general and early childhood education specifically, and the importance of it. Well, the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children recently released results from Paying It Forward, Investing in Early Educators, the Current Challenges and Opportunities Facing Louisiana Child Care Providers. And that was a survey that looked into Louisiana early childhood education and businesses to better understand the challenges of the field that support parents as they go to work or school, or to look for new work. And here to discuss the results of that survey is Madeline Karst-Batson, Policy and Research Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. Good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's good to be with you again.
Would it be okay if I change my name to Madeline Karst-Batson?
We can be twins for the day.
Man, that sounds good. Tell me about the provider survey.
Yeah, so this is an annual survey that we do of early childhood education providers or businesses. The survey constantly shows that there is a true dedication from providers in the field to really serve their communities and educate and care for young children and therefore their parents, their working parents. However, what we also saw in the survey is that rising costs across their business, low wages to educators, and high staff turnover, and ongoing financial strains continue to be a real challenge for early childhood education providers' longevity.
You know, when I look at this, I'm reminded of, really, in a way, nursing homes, in that the work these people do is so important, and yet they are so often overlooked and underpaid, but it is extremely important. Sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's the same thing when it comes to this, is it not?
There's definitely something to be said for the feeling of knowing that they contribute substantially to our economy, they meaning the early childhood providers, but definitely not being able to keep up with the rising costs and definitely not able to sustain wages for their staff in a way that really honors the work that they do. You know, early child education educators truly are brain architects. Young children's brains are developing so quickly between the ages of birth to four that we know they're a critical piece of our future generation, but also a critical piece of our current economic infrastructure for working parents. And they certainly aren't able to pay their staff what they deserve.
Because by the very definition, they have to work longer than the schools do, right?
Yes. Early childhood education centers are open year-round, all day. Typically, they open between 6 and 7 a.m., and they close around 6 p.m. every day. And so they're open all day to support our workforce. And they're also open year-round, which is a bit different. Despite that, early educators, our survey showed, are making around $28,000 a year, and that's about half compared to what their K-12 counterparts are making.
When it comes to what the providers would want, ideally, what would they like to be able to do?
Providers constantly say, not only in this year's survey, but in previous surveys as well, and we see this across the field all the time, is that they want to do more. Providers see the need in their communities. They see the wait list at the state level for the Child Care Assistance Program, which is our state's assistance program for child care that has thousands of kids who are eligible but cannot get access to affordable care because of a lack of funding. And so providers see that there is a huge need for parents to engage with the workforce and have a strong place for their children to go, but they can't expand just because of the lack of financial ability to do so. But they definitely want to do more. They just are really, their hands are tied.
Did this study go into how many parents or what percentage of the workforce depends on early childhood education?
That would be our parent poll that we have coming out later this year. But we do know that in Louisiana, 2/3 of children under age 5 have all available parents in the workforce. So we know that the vast majority of our youngest children are in the care of someone so their parents can engage with the workforce. And so really early childhood providers fill that gap and provide a space for not only care, but truly like learning. They are preparing children for kindergarten, which we know has long-term positive implications on the longevity of their academic success once they enter kindergarten. So
let's talk more about that when we come back. We got to take a break. We're talking to Madeline Karas-Batson, Research Policy Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children, about are we investing enough in early childhood education in Louisiana? 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:56, 4 till 8, Wednesday morning. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Madeline Karas-Batson, Research Policy Director for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. We're talking about their new study out and about whether or not we're investing enough in childhood education. And I want to get this in before we run out of time. What happens if these places don't stay open or more don't open? What happens then to the workforce? What happens to the kids?
That's a great question. So we know early childhood education providers truly are the cornerstone of our economy. They are the backbone of it because when parents with young children need to make decisions on how to best financially prepare their families for their future, part of that equation is typically going back to work. And we know that majority of even mothers go back to work pretty soon after their children are born because of the necessity of needing to do that. And so there's many options for families there's options that they have to make when they have young children. But early childhood education providers are a really great option because, again, they are providing care, but they're also preparing children for their future education. These are learning environments. So we know the impact of high-quality early education on children is that they're prepared for kindergarten. They're outperforming their peers who didn't have high-quality care in middle school and high school tests. They're more likely to graduate, have higher earnings in adulthood, and are more likely to be healthier and make better decisions for themselves and their future. And so even though we're talking about the first 4 years of life, it has lifelong implications on their development. And then for parents, it has truly like career-long implications for their economic stability for their own family. So early childhood education providers need to stay open, not only to better serve children, but to better serve their families and therefore create happier, healthier, whole families in their communities, which we know is really important.
So it seems like you got the squeeze coming from both ends. You got parents that are being squeezed by the economy and they need to work more, or maybe mom was staying at home and has to go back to work. Meanwhile, you got the early child care centers being squeezed by inflation and higher prices as well. Who's going to make up that difference?
What's exciting is that our early childhood system in Louisiana actually has a really great infrastructure and has the capacity to do more. We saw with the influx of increases in funding through COVID stimulus funds that early childhood education system has the capacity and the talent to take on more children. The holdup truly is investment. And so at the base level, if our state government could find a way to increase funding for the Child Care Assistance Program or other early childhood programs that our state has, that would make a direct and immediate impact on the success of our children and parents.
80% of brain development takes place from birth through age 3, 90% by age 4. It's all about the foundation, and the only way to keep people productive and out of jail, the first key is what, Madeline?
Early childhood education.
You got it. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do, and the work you do. Madeline Karas-Batson, Research and Policy Director. Anything else you want to make? Any point you want to make in the 30 seconds we have left?
We need more investment in early education. It has a long-term impact on our kids and our families. What better way can we spend our money?
I hope the legislature gets that. That's the cheapest thing in the long run. Best return on investment you can get. Thank you. Madeline Karas-Batson, Research and Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. When we come back, we'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice, our weekly deep dive into crime. Then we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Councilman, about that $100 million budget deficit the city's facing. And more when we come back on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.